It's day 145 of hashtag 365. And it's the end of a long day. A fantastic day, but a long day. I've been at a festival of behavioural science all day, behavioural psychology, which was absolutely amazing. It's called Nudgestock. Do make sure you check it out at some point if you're interested in those sorts of thoughts and theories and that kind of field of science. And there were so many things I took away from today, so many learns, so many concepts, so many things I want to explore more. And one of the things that really resonated, though, was around a topic that we've talked about quite a lot here on the podcast. A chap called Matt Matheson, who is behind an organization called Hold, who are, I believe, a Norwegian app group, who've basically, he gave a talk. And Hold, if you've not heard of them, have basically created an app that helps people develop a healthier relationship with their smartphones. That's probably the easiest way of putting it. And there's loads of different features and product features and everything else, but essentially that's the insight that it's born from, that smartphones are great, but also there's no denying it, and the results speak for themselves, that smartphones and social media are having a negative impact on people's feelings of loneliness, people's feelings of well-being, and how much people feel like they're being left out or isolated from things. Like, this isn't pseudoscience, right? That is just fact, researched thoroughly and fact. So anyone that ever tells you that smartphones don't have a negative impact on your feeling of loneliness and well-being is lying to you. It's just not true, because it does. And he showed a graph that, you know, with all this data that had been collected, that showed when the iPhone was originally released, when the proliferation of iPhones happened, and then you can see it's plotted against, you know, people's feeling of isolation and well-being, and you can see the graph just go bang, flying up. As soon as smartphones started to reach, you know, not saturation, but started to reach a point where loads of people had them, the number of cases of people that claim that they're feeling isolated and lonely went up so much. Massive, huge percentage increases. So the facts are there. The facts speak for themselves. And the reason, and we've talked about this a lot on the podcast before, but the reason I wanted to mention it again today is because, oh, by the way, I haven't tried out Hold yet. I'm going to download it today, but it's supposed to be amazing. So do check that out. But the reason I wanted to mention it is it's something we've mentioned before here on the podcast, because I think, you know, the world we live in now is so different to the world how it used to be. And we've got to be agile in our approach to how we think about the impact that it's having on us. You know, we've got to be open to the idea that perhaps smartphones aren't this amazing, invaluable tool that only enrich and improve our lives. We've got to be open to the fact that perhaps it's having a massively, massively detrimental impact on our health and our well-being. And Matt Matheson actually referred to them as potentially being like cigarettes. You know, for years and years and years, there was loads of advertising and loads of moral, positive feeling around cigarettes, until it was decided that actually the facts were overwhelming and it was having a massively negative impact on people's health. Then the government stepped in and cigarette usage fell off a cliff. Will the same thing happen with smartphones? I don't know. But it's very much worth us thinking about it and having it in the front of our minds of how we're being affected every single day by these little pieces of cyborg technology that are basically grafted to our hands 24/7. And I think where 365 is concerned, hashtag 365, I'm conscious of the fact that my perception of myself and how I look is absolutely informed by, A, everything I've learned in my life so far, but also the modern world. And when I scroll through my Facebook feed or, you know, my Instagram feed or whatever, I am confronted by loads of very good-looking people who have their lives together in a way that, you know, perhaps I don't. And I've got a great life, I'm not complaining, but, you know, you see people away with all their friends, having a great time in the bar, doing great stuff, like looking amazing on the by the swimming pool, dressed great. And I just think, you know, I work all the time and I'm not that comfortable with my body. And those are two things that bother me, you know, so, and they don't make me feel good about myself. And being confronted with that day in, day out isn't a mentally positive thing to do to yourself, is it? So I think when you're on these sorts of journeys, like I am this year, which requires an immense amount of soul searching and unpicking and unpacking and commitment and, you know, trying not to draw on too much willpower, but willpower plays a part of it, and exploration and adventures and exercise and all this stuff. When you're on such a massive mission like that, I think it's important that you fill your mind with like nutrients. I don't mean from a food point of view, but I mean like you need to surround yourself with things that are going to have a positive mental impact on you. And I just don't think social media and the addictive nature of a smartphone is good for you in that sense. But I'm being mindful of it. Just as I've become mindful of the chimp and how he tries to hijack me, I've become mindful of my amount of social media use and also how I use my smartphone. Like, it's quite rare. It's amazing how much I use Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and how little I use the actual internet. Sometimes I forget the actual internet is there, you know, that I can go and surf things and look at like Amazon or whatever. I don't know. It's just strange, isn't it? This weird bubble we've got ourselves into. Anyway, so I thought I'd mention that. Do make sure you check out Hold. I'm not being paid to say that or anything, but it just sounds like a really good thing and something that maybe we can all benefit from. And I'll see you tomorrow for another day of hashtag 365. Bye.